Okay, let me start, Miss Coffee and Chatter, calling this free speech. Let's look at this quote right here. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. Let me repeat that. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. Now look who wrote that. Alexander Butcher, winner of the Orwell Youth Prize 2016. Look at his age. He's 12 or 13. This was written by a 12 or 13-year-old, not by some woke elitist kid that his parents are paying $50,000 to send to school to learn nothing. This is a 12 or 13-year-old. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. Okay, so that begs the question. How does a 12 or 13-year-old get it, but our so-called leaders and high-tech billionaires don't get it? How's that happening? So, I have now had two video presentations banned on YouTube. The first was banned with a warning. The second video, they're both on Rumble here, have to do with the COVID vaccines. Second video was banned, and then my ability to post on YouTube has been suspended for a week. So I've been ramping up my presence on Rumble. I've been putting all my video here, but now Rumble, which I consider a free speech alternative to YouTube, is my first go-to with new material. So you can see everything I have here. It's clear when you look at YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Google, Instagram, when they ban a post, okay, it's not as much that they're informing me that my post or my video presentation has misinformation, faulty information, that I'm confused or I don't know what I'm talking about. It's more about what they're saying to you. These geniuses, these fact checkers, are telling you they don't think you're smart enough to read or to listen to my material and make your own informed decision and do your own investigation as to the accuracy of what I'm saying, to research it yourself. They have somehow reached a conclusion that they are the final arbiters of truth and therefore what is free speech. Now, Instagram recently suspended the account of one of the mothers of the 13 heroes killed in Afghanistan on Biden's watch because somebody didn't like what she said about Joe Biden, so they banned her. Twitter and Facebook banned the President of the United States from posting to his millions and millions of followers. So, possibly more egregious than banning my video, and others, and keeping you from seeing my thoughts, might be the fact that these savants are so intellectually ignorant as to believe they can make the determination about what you should or shouldn't see on social media. Look, they decided that you couldn't handle seeing the postings of the then President of the United States, so they banned Donald Trump. They fashioned themselves as the gatekeepers of the free flow of information. As far as I know, there are still Taliban accounts up and running. I guess the word is, well, as long as you don't chop anybody's head off live, we'll let you keep going. So Donald Trump gets banned, the Taliban, not a problem. I get it. They're private companies. They can do what they want. But does that allow them to lie about what they're doing and get away with it? As social media platforms, they all swore they were not opinion sites. They were only platforms where others were posting opinions. So they were providing a vehicle for what I wanted to say. So they got freedom from liability from lawsuits, claiming they weren't editing something known as Section 230. But then they edited. Then they censored. They claim they're providing a vehicle for me, but then they censor me. So they're lying. And the worst part is that our feckless elected representatives, both Republicans and Democrats, are so deep into their pockets that they refuse to say anything about it. They're all getting contributions. So, the task then falls to we the people. In addition, all of these sites are marketing us like cheap fiddles, secondhand fiddles. They pose as free sites, and then they sell all the information they get about us to the highest bidders. In the meantime, they throttle what you can see. They make the decision about what's viewable for you. Okay, I get it. You've done nothing wrong. What do you have to worry about? Have you convinced yourselves that everything is fine? Okay, that's probably all that matters then, right? All right, thanks for listening. And if you want to help out, you can subscribe to my channel. I think the more subscriptions I get, I see views, but only a couple subscribers. I guess it would help me. I don't know. I'm not trying to monetize my site, but I would like to get some subscribers. All right, thanks for listening today.